Hark, the herald angels sing.
Not in my room, they don't. Every shop in the mall was blasting the salsa version of Oh Holy Noche.
The mall zoo?
No, in the zoo, they cage their animals. First, some rat-faced housewife elbowed me out of my place in the gift wrap line. Then her homely little butterball stuck his candy cane to my sable coat. I hate candy canes, and I hate eggnog. I hate fruitcake. If I see, thank you, one more blinky-eyed Santa, I'm just gonna punch his lights out. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, you guys, there's a reason that I haven't given you your Christmas presents yet. Because I got each of you a humpback whale.
Gee, Fred, the gift wrap alone must have cost you a fortune.
No, really. I adopted whales in each of your names. So you're each going to be receiving an adoption certificate and a little picture of your whale's tail.
Freddie, there are no words. I'll see you guys later at the tree trimming party.
Yeah. Well, you won't. You'll see me on top of the steps telling y'all to shut up.
You not coming? This is your last chance to see everybody before you go home. Dwayne said he'd be there.
Well, deck the halls. Hello? Hi, Mama. No, I didn't get a chance to buy a presentable bathing suit because I know my metallic one-piece makes me look like a canned ham. Doesn't matter, because I'm not going to the south of France. You wouldn't even know it was Christmas there if the bellhops didn't wear Santa hats. Mama, can we please spend Christmas at home in Richmond? Fine. I'm still going home. Okay, yeah, you have a wonderful trip, Mama. Joyeux Noël.
Whitley, I have a great idea. My parents are away at a soil conference, so we won't be celebrating Christmas until St. Patrick's Day.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
But the point is, I have no plans and you have no plans, so let's just hang out together at your place. We could roast a turkey loaf, drink hot cider, play old maid. Dictionary. What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Then you take her home with you for Christmas. I did my charity work when I wrote a check to that distempered sidewalk Santa.
I gotta go.
Freddie, listen, hey, why don't you go home?
It's okay. I'd rather be here by myself.
Whitley, what an awful thing to say.
That stumbling tumbleweed wouldn't fit in Richmond. And you know it.
You know, you are getting more and more like your mother.
There's nothing wrong with my mama, and I'm nothing like her.
Whitley, take another look. I'm going to see if Freddie's okay.
Yeah, you do that. And here, take this stinky little tree with you. It makes the whole room smell like a disinfected toilet. I hate Christmas.
Gotta get that mirror cleaned.
Darling, give Mama a hug. No, better yet, just give me a kiss, because you know how silk wrinkles.
What in heaven's name? Oh, I know what this is. It's that souvlaki on a stick I had at the mall.
Whitley, tell me that nightgown is not flannel. What if there's a fire?
You certainly sound like Mama. But this has to be a dream, because you would never travel in an outfit like that.
Don't you just adore this dress? And look at this brooch. It's a diamond weasel with ruby eyes.
This cannot be real.
It most certainly is real. If you don't believe me, you ask your father when he gets the bill.
Okay, Mama. If this isn't a dream, why are you so over-accessorized?
To make a point. Whitley, I've come to tell you something very, very important.
I know. You're gonna spend Christmas at home with me.
Oh, darling, now you know I've planned a rendezvous with the Pumphreys at Captain T. But the truth is, Whitley, I have come to warn you.
Not over-accessorizing.
Heavens, no. Not about over-accessorizing. Tonight, you will be visited by three, shall we say, free spirits. You know, not exactly our type of people.
Mind my place. I'm in no mood to entertain.
Whitley, without these visitors, you cannot hope to avoid the path that I have tread in my life.
But, Mom...
Whitley, Marion, Gilbert, do you want to wake up one day with only your full-length sable to keep you warm? And a bitter little senile dog as your main companion?
No, not especially.
Now, that is not to say that you are not going to age flawlessly as I have. But, Whitley, you are going to age. And you will age alone.
Mama.
Expect your first visitor. When the bell tolls 11, that's at Eastern Standard Time, of course. And, darling, please put on your little pink silk nightie. Because... you look as though you're dressed to fry up a batch of hush puppies.
Mama! Mama!
Ghost of Christmas Past! Rise and shine! We got a long trip ahead of us. I hope you're on a roll.
Can we postpone this to after New Year's?
Oh, no. When the bell tolls 12, I'm on vacation. 2 weeks of fishing for largemouth bass, and I might get in some water skiing.
Where are we going? The diamond mines?
Oh, no. In your dreams, it's my job to shine a light on your past. Now, shake a leg.
Hi.
I don't get paid overtime. Now, come on.
No, out the window? I'm afraid to fly. Especially without a plane.
Oh, my goodness. Why do I always have to be the first ghost?
Oh, it's so cold out here.
Well, I told you to put on a robe.
Oh, boy.
Let go of my neck. I'm too old for a piggyback ride.
Hey, this is my house. Watch out for the piano. I'm gonna inherit this. Look, there's my daddy. And that little girl. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't I adorable? Uh-oh. Hey, you got a cowlick, honey. Yoo-hoo!
Don't waste your breath. She can't see you or hear you. Nobody can.
Whitley? Oh, Whitley? Whitley?
Oh, there you are.
Mama, you look beautiful.
Oh, darling, of course I do. And so do you. Except for your hair, darling. Do something about that cowlick.
That's better.
That's better. Mama, kid. Oh.
Yes,
darling, you must say, may I. But not before we take some pictures with Daddy.
Say cheese.
Fromage.
May I open the present?
Darling, this one is for the baby. Here you are, T.T. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. And this one is for you, Whitley. There you are, darling.
This was my happiest Christmas ever. I love those gold watches.
Well, I don't believe in giving children expensive presents. They's just as happy with an old spoon and a pot.
We have to get dressed for the Pumphreys. What should we wear? Our new brocade? That'll be fabulous with my new diamond earring.
Oh, I can't stand the Pumphreys. That man could put coffee to sleep. Of course, now his wife is a hoot.
Don't tell me we're going to the Pumphreys like this.
Oh, no. You have another apartment. This is just the start of your evening. You go throw some money, or some cranberry sauce go with this turkey leg.
Tim, sound a little congested. Would you like a throat lozenge? Mama.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am the ghost of Christmas present. I represent all the finest that mankind has to offer. Joy, goodwill, turkey.
Well, Got some lesson to teach me. Can we get this show on the road? I gotta wake up at the crack of dawn.
Excuse me. Better hurry up, put on your bedroom dancing slippers. We got a party to crash. You know, the bad day, then that bad. Excuse me, I'm a little rusty.
Colonel Taylor, yeah. I want you at my table for Christmas dinner. It's not right for a man to be alone on the holidays.
Oh, no, thank you, Vernon. See, because I know what you're up to. You're just trying to set me up with another one of Velma's cousins. No, thank you.
Annabelle Pinkston is not one of Velma's cousins.
Aren't you sorry you didn't come?
Not especially.
Where's Whitley?
I'm glad somebody misses me.
She's upstairs sleeping in heavenly peace.
Don't lie. She's up there trying to stuff herself into my Christmas stocking.
Brother, you be lucky if you get a hunk of coal and some odor eaters.
I hear you're not going home for Christmas.
No, my family's celebrating on St. Patrick's Day.
Listen, Freddie, I'm not going home till Christmas Eve. When the dorm clears out, why don't you come stay at my place? I'll sleep on the couch.
I hope so. Dwayne, that would be great. Yeah.
You know, most great romances start off as friendships.
Mistletoe alert! Traitor!
You hesitate.
Miss Vincent, please fill the air with your velvet voice.
Sure. Any requests?
Yeah, why don't we do the 12 Days of Christmas, Hillman style?
Hillman style. Okay, wait.
I don't know, what is that?
Hillman style.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me an MC.
Freshman.
Three friends.
Kisses.
Two buds of bumpers. Four M.C. M.O.T.
On the beat. Merry Christmas. My true love came to me.
Five on your knees.
Four plunking freshmen.
Three friends. Kisses.
Two buds of bumpers. To my M.C.
Sorry, we gotta go down the road a week.
Where are we going? That's so important.
Christmas Day.
Can't you just use the doorknob? Somebody invited her to dinner.
Afraid not. 6 o'clock, she'll fire up the broiler, throw in a couple turkey dogs.
Well, she had one gift under her twig.
Were you thinking about how her Christmas could have been if you had taken her home?
One little Christmas won't get Freddie down. She'll just write a poem, experiencing the pain, the knowing Noel.
Not this time. Unless somebody intervenes. This Christmas will change Freddie's destiny forever. But don't think of this as pressure.
Are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come? It's Dwayne. All grown up. He looks so handsome and debonair. And look, there's Ron. Looks so much like Ron.
Yes, yes. They love their Uncle Ron, don't you? And I wouldn't forget you, little Whitley. Here, you have expensive tastes.
Did you hear that? He called her Whitley.
Well, Ron, when are you going to settle down, hop off the bunny trail, and have a few kids of your own?
Well, as soon as my genius engineer friend learns how to clone his missus.
It's me, isn't it? I'm
wine to Mrs.
Girl, would you get your eyes checked? Look at these children.
Oh, no. How could Dwayne marry her?
Well, you only have yourself to blame. Dwayne never thought of Freddie as anything but a friend, at least until she spent a few days with him back over Christmas break in 1989. And the rest is future.
I said that's a turkey, girl, not a hedge.
No, I would like to propose a toast to absent friends.
Hear, hear. You know, it's a shame that Ridley Gilbert Patterson Sorensen Sims Dubois couldn't be here.
Nobody's seen Ridley since Chauncey left her for that stewardess.
Suppose she's a lot younger than Whitley.
Worse, a lot older.
I wish I were dead.
No, I wouldn't if I were you. I've seen your funeral. Not pretty.
Who attending?
Your poodles.
And any two-legged animals attend?
Well, Dr. Reese and Jaleesa Vinson, the very lovely, sexy, multi-talented director of Vinson Cable Corporation. And Dwayne Wayne.
Dwayne attended.
Mm-hmm. Shed some tears, too.
He cried.
Think he's allergic to the poodles.
Everybody, save room for dessert. I didn't make it. Is this really how the future's gonna be?
Actually, it's worse. I glossed over your nightmare years down on the fat farm.
Fat farm?
Girl, you blew up to a size 16. You were a lonely, soap opera watching, bonbon popping.
Stop, please.
Can I finish, please? I was about to say you were going to be doomed unless you get a grip and make a serious change.
Change, change,
change,
change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change. Fried onion rings, four plump and freshmen, three French kisses, two bumps a bumping to my MC Hammer Sunday.
I didn't do this to the room.
Kim, it's my little surprise. I think it's wonderful. I just want to tell you that one day, Dr. Reese, you're going to make your roomie very proud of you. You have the merriest Christmas ever.
You too.
Ah, the fresh smell of pine.
I had one too many bourbon bowls.
Mama, what are you doing here?
Oh, darling. I have something to tell you.
I have something to tell you too.
I've decided not to go to France. But, darling, I've decided that we should spend Christmas together in Richmond. After all, who's more important to me, the Pumphreys or my little baby?
You mean me?
Who else, darling?
Mama, I've already packed for France, and I even invited a friend to come along.
A friend? Well, that's wonderful, darling. The more the merrier.
God,
please tell me, darling, that is not the one.
Mama, Freddie's a very interesting girl. Uh-huh. Mrs. Gilbert, hey, how's it going? Hope it's okay if I tag along.
Oh, sure, Frida, it's all right.
Freddie,
yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to be spending Christmas on the Riviera.
Neither can I.
Oh, before we make tracks, should I pack this or just swim in cutoffs in a tank top?
I have just had the most marvelous idea. Instead of spending Christmas in that stuffy old suite at the Chateau d'Antibes, why don't we rent a secluded beach house in Maine?
Maine.
Just picture it. Towering pines, freshly fallen snow, a roaring fire, and not another living soul for 500 miles.
That sounds beautiful. Thank you. I'm gonna have a wonderful time, Freddie. Besides, I wouldn't dream of leaving you here alone to spend Christmas in Dwayne's grungy little apartment.
Ladies, I promise both of you the happiest Christmas you have ever known.
God bless us, everyone.
Oh, darling. Joy to the world.